alive. Good morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on, it's a beautiful day. It's a windy day, and that wind is going to wreak havoc pretty much throughout the day. We talked about this morning, chatted a bit about the impact it could have on farmers, predominantly if you've got swaths out in the fields. The wind tends to not be friends. So I think about my brother's canola fields, which are swathed and ready to go for combining. The wind, it could cause havoc out there. So something we're keeping an eye on. We are hearing parts of the province could see wind gusts today up to 90 kilometers an hour. So going to be a gusty one today, but weather-wise sunny as well. Well, we have got a lot going on. This is a busy show today. Lots to follow. We're following stories, of course, the raid, the takedown, the arrests in Richmond, Saskatchewan, including the arrest of Romana Dudulo and her followers. We'll talk a little bit about that, get an update from our senior reporter. Saskatoon Police Service announced three police officers fired from the service yesterday. We'll talk a bit about that. Prime Minister Mark Carney promising a budget that's focused on austerity and investment. Now, some people scratching their head, can you do both? The Prime Minister is saying, yes, you can. I guess we'll find out whether or not that's possible. By the way, the Premier leaves for China on Saturday. We've got a guest coming into studio today with some experience dealing with China. Rob Norris will be joining me in studio this morning for a discussion on what they will be focused on this trip, this trade mission over to China. Also today on the show, we're looking at trends in applying for a job, how it's changed, everything from traits that employers are looking for in an employee, that's changed over time, and how do you stand out when you no longer walk into a business and hand an application in? If everything's done online, it's tougher for people to stand out and get their resume noticed. We've got someone from Business Insider joining us today to talk a bit about that. And at the end of the show, as we are in the first week back to school, we're reflecting on favorite memories from elementary school. Everyone has them. I've got a couple doozies I'll share with you. In fact, my next guest, the Lieutenant Governor, might be able to share a few of her own. So let's get going with the show, and I am excited to welcome to the studio, not just to the show, but to the studio, the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, Her Honor, Bernadette McIntyre. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, Evan.
It's a special day. Saskatchewan, 120 years old this week.
Pretty exciting. I know,
stuff.
It's still young.
still very
young,
right,
for a jurisdiction, right?
So I'm excited to have you back on the show because the first time we had you, you hadn't actually officially been installed. It was the week before you were being installed as Lieutenant Governor. We talked about your anticipation of the job, excitement. You're a vet now.
Well, seven months.
7 months in the job. How's it been?
It's been fabulous. It's an absolute privilege and honor to be the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. to represent the wonderful people of Saskatchewan, and to get to meet even more of them.
So for people that don't know the role, like people understand Saskatchewan has a Lieutenant Governor, what is the role? So I guess what I'm asking, what's the job description, and then what's your description of what the job role is?
Well, they talk about the job description as the three C's. It's constitutional, ceremonial, and congratulatory. So constitutionally, any law, any order in council can't go in force unless the Lieutenant Governor has reviewed it and signed it off. So when cabinet meets, documents come to my office, I review them and sign them before everything's complete. You know, should there be an election, the premier would come to the Lieutenant Governor to say, you know, I want to drop the writ. I give royal assent. And I also will, in October, read the throne speech. It's prepared by the premier and cabinet, but I read the throne speech. So I'm encouraging them to be concise.
Fair enough.
And then, of course, ceremonial and congratulatory, as you would know, Evan, there's many awards and medals, mm-hmm. that the province gives out. Of course, a lot with police services, emergency services. I've been finishing off coronation medal presentations. Right. And then there's congratulatory, traveling all over the province to, you know, when communities have celebrations, when People have celebrations when there's special events. I've been able to open with the premier. We opened the International Softball Championship right. in Prince Albert.
It was a big one.
It was amazing. Mm. And so these are the wonderful things that the communities in Saskatchewan do, and the Lieutenant Governor gets to add just a little bit of that protocol and bring greetings from His Majesty King Charles III.
Her Honor Bernadette McIntyre is my guest today in studio. And every Lieutenant Governor brings a little, of course, of your personality to it. You have a strong passion for volunteerism. You have a strong passion for sports. I already feel that exuding through you. But that must be fun, being able to bring that to the job as well.
Oh, absolutely. Almost every event I attend, the core of it is volunteers. So I always want to highlight the volunteers. And I love people. So I've always enjoyed meeting people, learning about them. And I think that I've been promoting Saskatchewan since I was about 6 years old. Whether it was for curling or telling people how wonderful it is to come to visit here, because we're so welcoming. And I think that's the core to our tourism, and our secret sauce is how we love to welcome people into our homes, into our province, and to just make them feel at home, whatever event or reason that they're here in Saskatchewan.
I love it. The pride, I mean, I expect it out of the Lieutenant Governor, but the pride exudes out of you from this province. And you are, is there such a thing as being on a first name basis with the King? You've met him now a number of times.
Well, we were very fortunate to go to London, England in May. My husband and I met the King on May 14th in Buckingham Palace. We still can't believe it. We spent about 45 minutes with the King. He is lovely, very interested in Canada and Saskatchewan. And I was able to congratulate him on the Great Britain team, which happens to be from Scotland, on winning the World Men's Curling Championship in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
That's right. He knew, again, your background is shining, right?
Yes. He knew about curling. He didn't know they'd won, knew about curling. And then we were fortunate to be in Ottawa for the royal visit. Right. And so we saw him, and he came up to us and said, well, I wasn't expecting to see you two quite so soon, to Rich and I. And we met the Queen at that time, and the Prime Minister, and the Governor General and her husband, and all the Lieutenant Governors and Commissioners from across Canada were there. So it was quite an experience.
Yeah, for sure. Bernadette McIntyre, the Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, is my guest in studio. So part of the reason, I know your schedule, I can't even imagine. You were in North Battleford yesterday, Saskatoon today, because tonight the Saskatchewan 120, it's the 120th celebration of the 120th birthday of this province. I'm very proud to be able to be there with you as MC. You are bringing kind of the opening greetings to that. What do you see as the importance of events like this, recognizing our 120th birthday?
Well, I think it's always special and important to celebrate. And Saskatchewan is a wonderful province. And as I said before, 120 years sounds old, but it really isn't. We're a young province, yet with our Indigenous peoples, we have a long, long history. So I think we need to celebrate that we became a province in 1905, and that we have this long history with Indigenous peoples. We have this wonderful, strong agricultural economy, and we've just diversified so much in 120 years. There's so much to celebrate, and aren't we about 1.2 million people?
Mm-hmm. And growing.
So, you know, it all works, and, you know, as an event-type person, I think it's the countdown to the 125 that needs to be a big celebration across the province.
Why is it important, do you think, Your Honor, to celebrate these birthdays? Because I know we've talked about it all week, and I've had a number of people saying, you know, appreciate you bringing it up, Evan, because we didn't even realize that it was the birthday of the province. I think it is important to reflect on this. You think it's important for all generations to understand the importance of this?
Absolutely. History is so important, and we can learn from our history and grow from our history. And I think it brings us all together to celebrate. And I think in this day and age of social media, there's many positives of social media, but we tend to see more of the negatives on social media. So I think we need to make more of an effort to celebrate all the wonderful things that happen, that people do, the communities. And when I say communities, I mean it very broadly. There's communities in village towns and First Nations communities, but there's communities within communities. And we need to celebrate whatever the Ukrainian community or the Filipino community, what are all those communities doing? And the 125 or the 120 of Saskatchewan brings all communities together because we're all proud to be living in Saskatchewan.
There's going to be a few hundred people in attendance tonight, but for many who aren't going to be there, what's the heart of the message that you'll be giving tonight to kick the event off?
Is that we've accomplished so much and we have so much more potential. The people should stay positive, work hard, and celebrate that we are a fabulous province with wonderful people, wonderful resources. We're so innovative. It's just wonderful to be from Saskatchewan.
Her Honor, Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, Bernadette McIntyre, is my guest. I'm going to be so bold as to ask you a personal question because we are later in the show. We're reflecting on it's the first week of school this week. So
yes,
you can imagine, Your Honor, all of the kids coming home, especially elementary school kids coming home full of stories, right? Because there gets to be an age where you stop telling your parents stories about school.
That's true.
But the young kids, they're always full of stories. So we're going to reflect on that. I've got a few doozies from my elementary school days growing up in Abernethy, Saskatchewan. After 11 o'clock, do you have favorite memories? Do you have something that when you think of elementary school, you think, oh my gosh, this was such a great memory?
Well, I grew up in a small town. So I went to school at Bethune, Bethune, Saskatchewan. And so I have many great memories about elementary school. But because we're talking about celebratory and the 120, you know, one of my greatest memories. So Bethune always has a big sports day on July 1st. And so in 1967, I was in grade school. I must have been in grade two or three. We were having a huge parade because it was the 100th anniversary of Canada, you know? And so we did floats. We made, you know, you're in grade two. We made Kleenex flowers.
Oh, I can
right?
imagine. Not, on the end of the pencil, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we, you know, painted and we were on this float. And then, of course, and it was, and I remember we had a wonderful time, but of course, then it had to rain just a little bit, right? And so our poor Kleenex flowers and
wilted.
A little wilted. And of course, it was water paint. So, you know, all the painting we did, but we were so happy because we just graduated grade two.
Yes.
And we're on this float the next day on July 1st, you know, float. Through, you know, the parade throughout the,
which seemed bigger than life. I'm
bigger
sure.
than life. Yeah. Going down the main street of Bethune, that was the biggest thing that was ever going to happen in my life. and so it's still a wonderful memory. Yeah. So I think that's it's what it's all about with
sure.
children is to help make memories for them. And so
and it's always amazing the little things that literally spark a memory for people. And that's the fun of the topic. And that's what we're going to have a little bit later. I appreciate you sharing that with us. It's been great having you in studio, Your Honor. Thank you so much for popping by today.
Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful to be here. And we'll see you tonight, Evan.
Betcha. Her Honor, Lieutenant Governor of Saskatchewan, Bernadette McIntyre. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.